And so today I am actually talking about community and about this community. And so I'd like to start with a quote. And it says, "Community. Somewhere there are people to whom we can speak with passion without having the words get caught in our throat. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us. Eyes will light up when we enter. Voices will celebrate us whenever we come into our own power. Community means strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter. A circle of healing. A circle of friends. Some place where we can be free." That is what we are doing here, creating this community of Living Beyond Limits, creating this community where we welcome each other with open arms, where we hold each other in that light, where we celebrate our wins and hold people and each other when we falter, when we feel like we need to be held. We create that sense of community here where we allow ourselves to discover who we really are, to discover and give birth to our greatest self, to give birth to that self with a capital S. We are creating this community where we get to, it is safe to connect with our own divinity, to discover our own spirit, to discover our own power and our own wholeness, a place where we get to discover love, a place where we belong, a place where we discover who and what we are, that magnificence of spirit here expressing itself as us uniquely in this world. That's the community that we are creating here. And so every month we have a visioning team that does visioning. And in that visioning, we ask the question and sit in meditation and listen for the answer. What is the highest vision that is seeking to unfold itself as Living Beyond Limits? What is that highest vision that is seeking to unfold itself? And every single time we do that visioning, we get answers that include community and belonging and inclusivity and love and self-discovery. And then those answers that we get are the things that then guide our behaviors and guide what it is that we do as the leadership team of this center and as a group of people. That informs what it is that we do. And then I also have a vision for Living Beyond Limits that I hold. And that vision is that we are a place where love is experienced and applied. A place where we get to connect with ourselves, that innermost self, and then identify with that innermost self. My personal vision holds also that we are a place where we can connect with each other. And my intention is to create a safe space here in which to do that. One of our greatest needs as human beings is to belong. To belong, to be seen, and to be known, and to be loved, and to be accepted. That's what we're doing here. And when we are seen and known and loved and accepted, then it feels safe, because then it is safe. It's safe then to try on new ways of being, to try on new behaviors, to try on new roles. It's safe then to be vulnerable and to share with others in the group our dreams of what it is that we want to do in our lives, because we know that we will be supported. It's safe to be vulnerable and risk allowing people to see our faults and to admit those faults. It's safe, a safe place to grow, because we don't have to be perfect. We get to be loved and accepted anyway. It's a safe place then to look at behaviors or attitudes that we want to change, things that are not supporting who it is that we want to be and what it is that we want to do in the world. All in this atmosphere of love and of safety. And so we see people here getting to do that. We see people stepping forward and playing roles, being on the board or heading up committees, being in charge of scheduling and booking things and stretching themselves. We saw that this Christmas we had two different candlelighting services, and we had lots of new people participate in them and come up and be on platform and do readings. And it can sometimes be really scary to get up in front of public, but because it's such a safe place, people are willing to do it. And so it's so fun to get to see people stretch and to step out of that comfort zone and to step into a bigger way of being in the world. And so the title of my talk today is A Community Garden. And I'm talking about how when we belong, that when we belong and feel like we are in community, that it creates a safe space for us to grow. It creates a space for us to thrive and to flourish. It creates a space for us to experience a fuller sense of ourselves. And then in turn, because of that, what happens is we bring a better self to the world. We bring a better self to life. We bring a self that is more loving and more caring and more generous and more open-hearted. Does anybody feel like that's what's happened for them since they've been here? They bring a better self to this world, more kind and loving and generous? Absolutely. And so then by doing that, who is served? You are served. We are absolutely served when we get to be in that atmosphere of generosity and open-heartedness, and the people that we come in contact with are served. Everyone is served because of that. And so then when we take that sense of belonging that we have here and we expand that sense of belonging out into the world, feeling and sensing that we belong in the world, that we belong to life, that we belong to each other, what happens then is we create that safe space for other people to thrive and to flourish. Because in that atmosphere of we belong to each other, it creates that same safe space for other people to flourish and to thrive. The same one that we're getting here. So that belonging and that spiritual nurturance that we get here becomes like training wheels for us to ride the big bike out in the world. We get to practice and get grounded in that belonging and that being home and being enough and be valued. So when we go out into the world, we take that same attitude for other people and towards other people. So we come here and we get fed and we get filled up and we grow these deep spiritual roots. You know, we have this painting here of this tree, and that is what is represented there in that tree, is the deep roots that we set down. Deep roots rooted in spirit, rooted in our own wholeness, rooted in our spirit, rooted in our oneness with life. And then because we have these deep roots set down, we can spread our branches out and share that, share ourselves and share our light and share our spirit with the world when we move out from here. That's what this picture represents. And the colors on there, if you don't know, are thumbprints that we have each put our thumbprints on there as a part of this community. So it represents our community with our roots and our reaching out. Because when we set those roots down, when we get nurtured here, what happens is our spirit gets brighter and our spirit gets more robust. It comes out in a fuller way, more sturdy. And then we share that self with the world. We share our spiritual magnificence and our love and our peace and our wholeness with the world because we're rooted deeply in that. And so Deepak Chopra says, when we are in touch with our universal self, we empower others by allowing them to be themselves. This means we react to people without preconditions or preconceptions. We accept people for who they are and do not force them to conform to our needs or expectations. In doing so, we empower others to express their full potential also. When we're grounded in our self, with a capital S, we are a space for other people to discover themselves also. And so we find that inclusion and that acceptance here at Living Beyond Limits in this community. And then we are able to do that for other people when we go out into the world. You know, that's why talk therapy, one of the reasons that going to a therapist and talking works, one of the reasons why it's so effective, is because a person goes into therapy and shares the things they don't want anyone to know about themselves, the things that they want to keep secret. They share the worst things that have happened to them or the worst things that they have done, and the therapist accepts them with unconditional regard. And in that therapist accepting them, they learn to love and accept themselves. And it's in that safety of loving and accepting ourselves that it's safe to grow, that it's safe to explore ourselves and explore life and explore what's working and what isn't working, and it's safe to dream and to be all that we've come here to be. The same thing happens when we discover our spiritual essence, when we discover that essence of who we really are, that we are incarnations of that infinite one. We are then able to see that in other people. We're able to witness it because we see it in ourselves, and our seeing it in other people invites it to come forward. Because you know what? What we look for is what we see in the world. What we look for is what we find. And so I read a story this week about a preacher named Carlton Pearson, who was an evangelical minister, and it starts like this. Carlton Pearson's evangelical church, Higher Dimensions, was once one of the biggest in the city, drawing crowds of 5,000 people every single Sunday. But several years ago, scandal engulfed the reverend. He didn't have an affair. He didn't embezzle lots of money. His sin was something that, to a lot of people, is far worse. He stopped believing in hell. This man had been a minister for many years of a church that had 5,000 people on a Sunday, and a few years ago, in his meditation, he realized, absolutely realized, that there is no such thing as hell. That means, too, that there is no such thing as the devil. That means also, then, that everybody is going to heaven. And that's what he said in that article. He realized that everyone's going to heaven, the atheists and the Muslims and the gays, everyone. He had been taught fire and brimstone since he was a young child and had been involved in that since he was a child, indoctrinated in that. He said that he cast out his first devil when he was 17 years old from his girlfriend. He cast devils out of people his whole entire career. And this is what he said. This is the crux of it. I love this. He says, I expected devils. I expected demons. I saw them everywhere. So that was part of my life. The devil was as present and as large as God. He had most of the people. He was ultimately going to get most of the people. Demons were all over. In church, in the schools, in the neighborhoods, everything was a devil. So if you believe it, you experience it. We experience what we look for. What we look for is what we find in the world. And so, in addition to, as human beings, our need to belong and our need to belong to each other, that's what we saw happening in that video. Those people discovered they belong to each other. That heart connection, it's so satisfying to connect with other people. That's what they discovered in that ball pit. So in addition to that need to belong to each other and to be seen and to be valued, we also just have a need to be connected to life, that bigger thing, that life that we are living, that life that is all around us. That's why it feels so good just to be in nature. We get to connect with life. Feels so good to let our walls down and find a commonality with people because it connects us with life and with each other. So that connection that we need to experience with life and with each other is because we come from that one. We all come from that one, and we are all a part of that one still today. There's a Native American proverb that comes out of the Sioux tradition that speaks to that. It says, with all things and in all things, we are relatives. In all things and with all things, we are connected. And at that invisible level of energy and a spirit, we are one with them. And so it reminds me of that largest living organism on planet Earth, which is one single quaking aspen tree in the state of Colorado. That tree covers 106 acres. It appears above ground as many trees, but below the surface of the ground, it is one root system. It is one tree with 47,000 trunks. That's us. We are all connected at this base level of the very essence of who we are and where we've come from. But we appear as these many in the world, but we have this yearning for connection and for belonging because we come out of that one. And so we are each connected with each other, and we are each part of that one, and we each belong to each other as humanity. As spiritual beings, we yearn to feel that truth of oneness. And that need to experience that oneness, the truth of our oneness, shows up as the connections we feel with people. It shows up as us having a desire to help other people, to be of assistance to other people. It shows up as acts of service, as our being kind and caring to people, people that we don't even know. It shows up as us wanting the best for everyone in this world. It shows up as us treating each other as equals and as if we are valuable. And so I read a story this week that I'd like to share with you. It says, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher was on his way to a bourbon festival in nearby Bardstown Town when he got the call. It was from Dr. Muhammad Babur, a prominent member of the Louisville Islamic Center, who was disturbed because earlier that day, vandals had defaced the mosque with bright red paint, anti-Islamic graffiti. It said, "This is for France. Nazis speak Arabic. Muslims leave Jews alone." Some of the mosque's members wanted to do a quick paint over of the graffiti, but Fisher, the mayor, advised against it, saying that the city and the Muslim community in particular needed a chance to heal. So the next day, the mayor held a press conference at the mosque and invited the whole city to clean up. In that press conference, that's what he said. He invited the whole city to come and help clean up. The response was overwhelming. More than 1,000 people of all ages and races and creeds showed up for the cleaning, backing up traffic for miles. The key is that mayor had taken office 3 years earlier than that, and his commitment when he took office was to make Louisville one of the most compassionate cities in the world. And that's what shows up out of that intention. That's what shows up out of putting his focus and energy on that. And so our intention here, as members of this community, as spiritual beings who said yes to walking this spiritual path, our intention is to put down deep roots, to put down deep roots in spirit, in the very essence of who we are, in our oneness with that presence. To put our roots down and to discover that infinite presence of love, that presence of good, that one life, to discover that as the very ground of our being, as the very essence of who we are. Our intention is to put down roots and discover that spiritual essence, that individualized, divine potential, infinite potential that we're made out of. To discover that wellspring of love, to discover that boundless good, and then to take that and spread it out into the world and take that with us wherever we go. And so this tree that we have been creating, actually, Pat Scott, you can come forward if you want to, has created two new panels for this. Because our community is growing. And oh, is it beautiful? And so what I like to do is anyone who does not already have their thumbprint on this tree and would like to add yours as part of this growing community to come forward, and Pat will help you add your thumbprint to this. Who come and play with us, who move through, and now you who have added your prints to this, your own unique thumbprint of who you are to this community. And so I thank you for that. It's lovely. And so my invitation to you is to come here and get nurtured, to come here and get filled up, to come here and put your deep roots down into your own spirituality, into that divine presence, to fan the flame of your spirit so that it becomes strong and robust, to fan the flame of the divine that is within you all of the time, so that you can spread your branches out and share that light with the world. My invitation is to see through the eyes of connection, to see through the eyes of oneness, that we are all a part of that oneness, to see through the eyes of knowing that we are all family, and that each and every one of us, that we belong to each other, that we belong to life, that we belong to this one. And as a result, your spirit will be thriving in this world. And all of us together, we will be creating heaven on earth. And so, blessings to all of you on this path of remembering and of awakening and of sharing your light and your love and your spirit in this world. Thank you and bless you. And so, my prayer partner, Christy's here today, and she's going to come up and start this prayer. So, I invite you to join us. And a spiritual mind treatment.
So we absolutely know that our heart doors are open and mm-hmm. we step through into that space of absolutely recognizing that we are God's greatest gift mm-hmm. to itself. So let us know today with our entire hearts and beings that we are seen by that infinite presence from the inside out. And our call is to embody that to the fullest potential we possibly can by lifting each other up. So we go forward into the world today with a yes consciousness, seeing every person who crosses our path as exactly who they are, God's greatest gift to itself and to us. We know that. We proclaim that. We hold that true to our hearts, and we know that this morning, in ways known and unknown, that that gift and idea has taken root into our hearts and manifested and demonstrated by the additional thumbprints mm-hmm. that are growing in this community as ourselves. So I know this morning that we take that blessing in, we hold sacred the gift of that truth, and we give it a safe place for ourselves to be nurtured so that we may indeed nurture and grow that goodness of God in this world. Knowing the goodness of that truth, knowing how blessed we have all been this morning, I accept this miracle of us in the name of community, and I pass.
Oh, and how good it is just to marinate in this truth. To feel and see and sense and know this infinite presence that is right here in this room. That presence that is right where we are at all times. That is a presence of love and of peace and of goodness itself. That it is that life energy and that life of the divine that is here, living itself within us and living itself out through us. That this one life of God is the life that we are living, and it is the path that we are walking, and it is what we are here doing, sharing this light, being this presence, bringing good and love and even more good into this world wherever we go. And so that is what we are dedicated to, sending down those roots into spirit and stepping forward as the light. And so I know that each and every single one of our paths are already blessed, for we are here walking this path by divine appointment, shining this light by divine appointment. And knowing that we get exactly what it is that we look for, that what we look for is what shows up, we look for and see and know that we are all part of this one human family, all part of this divine presence, and that it is expressing itself in and through everyone right now, that there is a coming together in this world of humanity and of care and of keeping, that we are indeed each other's keepers and each other's brothers and sisters. And so today we walk in this light and in this love and share it wherever we go. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that I say thank you for this truth and for this realization and for this opportunity to share this love and this light. And so I also speak this word right now about all of our world leaders and policymakers and politicians, knowing that that same presence that is here in our hearts, that same presence that is here at the very core of our being, that is the ground of who we are, is also at the core of their being. And that right now it is revealing itself as a deep wisdom, as an inner guidance and a knowingness, that it is leading and guiding every single one of them now to create a world that works for everyone. A world where we are bringing heaven to earth. And so I claim that, and I know that, and I stand firm in the truth that God is the only power there is. That is what we stand in. And so I release this prayer into that law, and I say, thank you, God, and so it is. So it is.